CKNXNewsToday.ca, Midwestern Ontario's most trusted source for news. Brought to you by Roberts Farm Equipment. Cub Cadet snowblowers are in stock. If you need a tune-up, we service all makes and models. Visit Roberts Farm Equipment today.
With an update from CKNXNewsToday.ca, I'm Janice McKay. The Canadian Taxpayers Federation has released a Léger polling showing 80% of Canadians oppose the Member of Parliament pay raise due on April 1st. The poll asked Canadians if they support or oppose the upcoming hike. Results showed 62% of Canadians strongly oppose it and 18% somewhat oppose it. MPs give themselves pay raises every April 1st based on the average annual increase in union contracts with corporations of 500 or more employees. While final pay numbers have not been released, contract data published by the Government of Canada shows the average annual increase in the private sector was 4.2% in 2023. That would equal an extra $8,100 for a backbench MP and $1,600 for Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. The Blythe Festival has launched a $500,000 matching gift campaign following a large gift from a family foundation in Alberta. The Margaret and Andrew Stevens Family Foundation donated $250,000, which is the largest private donation received in the festival's history. Two other families have since pledged a further $50,000 as part of the effort. Anyone interested in participating is encouraged to call the Blythe Festival. Students can now submit their short movies to the Grey Bruce Youth Film Festival. The libraries of Bruce and Grey counties are accepting films that are 10 minutes or shorter from students in grades 7 to 12 until May 10th. Organizer Katie McLeish says the festival is in its 13th year and gaining popularity. A screening of the selected films will be held at the Owen Sound Galaxy Cinemas in June. Winners will receive cash prizes. The United Way Perth Huron celebrated the end of their most recent fundraising campaign. Executive Director Ryan Erb says even though they didn't hit their ambitious goal, a new fundraising record was established of $2.34 million. Erb says they celebrated that at their annual Spirit of Community ceremony in Stratford.
We get to gather with, you know, almost 300 of our closest friends, you know, our donors, our supporters, people who volunteer with the organization, organizations that we fund, and staff, of course. And so all of us really get to celebrate that night and say, hey, wow, we did a lot this last year together, helping so many people. And it's the powerful stories of people in the community that really, really makes that evening, you know, amazing.
All money goes toward local service organizations with a focus this year on housing and homelessness. The outgoing campaign co-chairs, Rob and Leslie Edney, were honored at the ceremony last week, and the new co-chairs, John Wolfe and Kristen Sainsbury, were unveiled. Anyone who wants to donate can go to perthhuron.unitedway.ca. For more on these and other stories, go to cknxnewstoday.ca.
The Listowel Cyclones have won 10 consecutive games, 6 of those in the playoffs, as they continue to look like a team that deserves to win this year's Sutherland Cup. Back at home for Game 3 tonight against the Ayr Centennials, listen live for OHA Playoff Hockey on AM920 CKNX. Steve Sabrin and Johnny Kay with the call. Puck drop at 7:30. Also at 7:30 in the Western Conference, St. Mary's Lincolns with a chance to sweep away the Strathroy Rockets. Mitch Marner and Ilya Samsonov both spotted at Maple Leafs practice this morning, but it doesn't look like either of them will be available for tonight's game against the New Jersey Devils, who have won 3 of their last 4 overall, puck drop at 7:30. Toronto Blue Jays say Joey Votto will stay in Dunedin, Florida for extended spring training. The Toronto native is on a minor league deal with the team and is recovering from a minor ankle injury. Jays season begins on Thursday against the Tampa Bay Rays, which you can hear live on CKNX. According to a report, National Football League owners are set to ratify new rules regarding kickoffs, which will see rules close to that used in the XFL as the league eyes more kickoff returns. And the NBA says it's investigating Raptors forward Jonte Porter for what it calls betting irregularities. For CKNX Sports, I'm Adam Bell.
Cloudy with the chance of showers this afternoon. Showers should end overnight. There is also the chance of a thunderstorm this evening. Southeast winds shifting southwest and gusty, low 2 degrees. For tomorrow, cloudy with possible showers and a high of 5. For Thursday, a mix of sun and cloud with the chance of flurries or showers and a high of 4.
Subscribe to CKNX News wherever you get your podcast and read the latest stories on cknxnewstoday.ca.